Welcome back to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me, as he always does, is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Karsten. Now, recently we've had really good weather where I live. How about you?
No, it's been cold and snowy at times. But it's clearing up and we're seeing double digits in here too. So
yeah, so just keep in mind, if the snow doesn't stop, you know what scenario you're in for.
Yeah, but the problem is identifying who you should sacrifice.
Yeah, of course. Probably the local politician, I would guess.
Yeah.
I mean, have you stopped tarring and feathering up there? Probably not, right?
No. Still doing that.
Yeah, it's a nice tradition to uphold, I think. Keeps the fair in. I'm only joking. But anyway, we're going to discuss weathering with you today. And I mean, initially, this is a very hyped film. It came out in 2019. I think it's the first one after Your Name, right? Not Miyazaki.
No,
Shinkai.
Don't go there.
Yeah. The new Miyazaki did. Because that's what they all call him.
They seem to call him that, but not in my book yet, at least.
No, I think anyone who would appear after Miyazaki, who makes a film, would be called the new Miyazaki, right?
Yeah.
That's just gonna happen.
Probably. It's.
And I mean, he does his usual photorealistic style of lens flare and raindrops and sunshine and all of that, and it all looks very pretty and all. But does it live up to the hype?
Yeah. I mean, it's totally good movie. It made me feel in a good mood. So it succeeded in what it was trying to do. Did it do it better than Your Name? I'm not so sure. But then again, you're following up on Your Name. It's an almost impossible task, you could say.
I almost felt he wasn't actually done with Your Name, because there was so many kind of references to it, and trying to make reassure the audience that the characters from Your Name actually succeeded in life.
Yeah, because we see both the main characters from Your Name in this movie.
Yeah, and I think we also see that. They actually, I think that they're going to marry at some point also.
Yeah.
In that movie, like kind of hidden somewhere. So yeah, it's kind of like he couldn't quite let go of his Your Name phase.
I mean, that Ghibli does that all the time, you know, with old movies in the new one.
Yeah, but Ghibli kind of take like separate stories, right? And these are supposed to be separate stories. But all of these happen in the same universe. Also, the one... The Garden of Words also is in the same universe, I think. Because the teacher in Garden of Words also appears in Your Name. So yeah, it's... It's quite an intertwined universe of strangeness.
Yeah.
Before we really get into the meat of things, I thought I would shout out the Norwegian flag. I'm sure you saw it too.
I noticed it too. Yeah.
And it isn't often Norway gets a nod from Japan. I think the only instance is Vinland Saga, right?
Yeah, and every time you see a salmon.
Yeah, maybe.
You think Norway, because Norway introduced the salmon to sushi. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, usually they just when they think of Europe, they just think of like a quaint German countryside village or like a British countryside or London during some kind of a industrial revolution. So yeah, it's nice to see the Norwegian flag.
And it has to be on a boat, so yeah.
Yeah, I really didn't know that they were operating those ferries or yeah, those boats over there.
Probably electric. We're famous for our electric ferries.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not really important though. The only thing that's important there is that we really don't know where he came from or where he returned. Our main character, which we are going to get into now. What do you think about the 16-year-old boy main character? He's not quite an adult, he's mostly a child, I'd say.
Yeah, and it clearly tells. Also, if we can skip a little bit, I don't think he has any character progression at all, which is one of probably the main flaws, I feel like.
Yeah, I would kind of agree with you there. He's, for a better word, he's kind of annoying, actually.
Yeah.
He's not quite reliable, I'd say. He's very reliable when it comes to work, but I mean, for knowing when to act like a child and when to act like an adult, he has no idea, I think.
No. And
And that's not to say that, I mean, any kind of behavior was gonna get him out of the situations he ended up in, but yeah.
no, I think that was doomed to fail from the start. When you have a warrant or a missing persons thing after you, and also gun in Japan, that's a big no-no. So,
Yeah, definitely. I mean, back to the point of the boat, I think we didn't really I didn't really understand what he was running from.
no,
Was that
it's
ever, was it abusive parents because he was like had like
I don't think it was ever said in the movie. It's probably just
Because he had injuries at the start of the movie.
yeah.
But then at the end of the movie, he just goes back there and it's all fine, apparently. So that's
Yeah.
one of the things I really didn't get about this.
Yeah, it's well, lack of explanation. Also, the ending kind of comes a little abrupt. I feel like it was we can talk about that when we get closer there.
Yeah, if you have a point, we can discuss it right now because I also thought the ending was a kind of abrupt. I would kind of like more of like a cathartic reveal where everyone knows she is the weather girl, but
Yeah.
that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
The
I
police are
mean,
gonna just say, well, the girl appearing there is I mean, if the girl happened to appear there, surely he would be kind of blamed for some kind of like kidnapping scheme or something like that, especially considering she was younger than him and all of that. So I don't quite get that.
yeah.
So they kind of had to believe that something extraordinary happened without actually putting it into words.
Yeah. And I mean, it felt a little something was missing, some untied strings to
Some red Mitsuha strings, maybe.
yeah, I mean something like that. Like you said, it's no one knows that this has ever happened, and is there still gonna be sun after this? Because we see towards the end that the sun is clearing up, or rain is clearing up.
Yeah, I think that was what I was actually missing because in Your Name, I think we see both of them, both the male and female main character, like sprinting towards each other. We see each their perspective while the music is like building and the tension is building. While here, it's just him trying to find her and yelling out, and it's like kind of like a 10 seconds in some kind of a magical world, and then we're out of it. So yeah, I think he's made better movies than this, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I want to go and watch Suzume on the theater, but I didn't have time this month or last, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever want to watch anime in theater.
Oh, you're gonna get caught. People are gonna point and stare.
Oh,
Probably.
what do you mean?
I mean, guy goes to movie theater alone to watch anime.
Oh yeah, alone.
It's
Yeah,
unheard
yeah,
of
yeah.
in Norway.
I'm sure I could convince someone to come. I'm sure I could do that, but I mean, yeah. I don't know if I want to watch it in cinemas,
No, maybe
regardless.
not.
And I mean, you know, the main character is going to be a pretentious prick when he's reading Catcher in the Rye, right? Did you
Yeah,
see that book? Well, actually, there's nothing wrong with Catcher in the Rye. I mean, Holden Caulfield is one of my all-time favorite morons in literatures, in literature. But I mean, I think the problem is that every school kid in America has to write some kind of a book report on either that or Of Mice and Men or Lord of the Flies or something like that. So.
But now they have a chat GPT, so
Yeah, I mean, the discourse around those books have ruined them forever. So yeah, what I also found a little jarring, when we're on the topic of things we kind of disliked, was like the photorealistic bit, and then there suddenly you see a face. And I'd almost forgotten how Shinkai draws his faces, because they're not realistic at all compared to his photorealistic scenery.
Yeah, that's true. If we're on the topic, I kind of I thought Your Name and maybe Garden of Woods had flawless animation and CGI. Because I didn't really notice the CGI in those. But this one, I saw pretty many scenes with CGI, and I really noticed that. And also the running was a little scuffed, you could say, when they were running.
Yeah, and I mean, there
So
was like one instance where the cameras did a spin, and I was like, well, that could be me spinning my mouse around on the, if this was a video game. I'm like, huh, that's very interesting way to render that scene. So yeah. But I'm no expert. So.
probably not this strongest achievement.
No. I did love that McDonald's was integrated though. The real McDonald's this time.
Yeah, it's not often you see that.
And they had to slip in the line, "This was the best meal ever."
Yeah.
And then, just to counteract that, the moment he gets paid actual money, he starts making home cooked meals that look so much better. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know about that product placement. I would like my money back if I was McDonald's, probably.
Yeah, it's probably a sponsor thing.
Yeah, I mean, if I was McDonald's, I would not want my food next to home cooked meals ever, because you're gonna lose out.
I don't know.
I
It's
mean, even when he bought instant ramen or whatever, and she cooked that looked better than McDonald's.
sounds like you're
And
not
McDonald's hired underage people.
yeah,
Get
that's
them
a bad thing.
down with McDonald's. So, no, but seriously.
So we haven't really talked about the
Sunshine
main
Girl
plot.
narrative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sunshine Girl.
I mean, it
It's
doesn't really make much sense, does it? The entire narrative.
I was gonna say it was refreshing. But go on.
Well, yeah, I like the contrasts, but why is there a Sunshine Girl? And do they even mention that the rain has been going for a long time?
Yeah, it's been going on since she got her powers.
Okay. And then when she prays, she gets sunshine, but only if she prays for someone else. I think the thing that would make sense is that if she prayed for herself, it would be fine. If she prayed for her brother, it would be fine. If she prayed for what's he called?
Okay. Mr. Sugam.
No, the main character,
Hodoka.
Honoka. Yes, that would be fine as well. But all the other prayers probably would be taxing.
Well, they did take a lot of projects on, but were for a lot of other people, so
Yeah,
could
but I
be a
get the
mechanism there.
impression from what she was saying that she was only doing it to make him happy, right? Or
To make people happy.
she was supporting herself, and she kind of let slip that I love this, or I love this job, or something like that. She tacks on to stop her saying I love you in a way, kind of.
And at the same scene, she says she loves to do it because she loves to make other people smile.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why they suddenly. I mean, we spent the start of the movie just surviving and then getting on like the journalistic beat of a Sunshine Girl. And then she just suddenly appears like incidentally mixed up in some other gun plot, which I didn't even understand, so yeah.
Yeah.
What was the point of the gun?
I
Who
don't
was the owner of the gun?
it was a billboard or something displaying that there was guns on the loose in Japan,
Ah,
18 or
yeah.
something guns.
Okay. So, did they have any connection with the club?
I don't think so. But it was there he found it, in the trash can.
Yeah. And he was pretty close to becoming like a killer.
Yeah, it's kind of reckless with his gun use, even though he's just trying to scare both gangster guy and K at one time. Because you never know when you're gonna ricochet off something and hit someone.
Yeah, and later in the film, he literally aims the gun at the police. I mean, they've
Yeah.
literally heard him discharge the weapon, and then he aims it at police. I mean, he.
And how you can
In
get
the other
any
place, I
probation
would
for
think he
that?
would ju they would justify be justified just shooting him. But yeah.
Yeah, it's not the USA, so.
Well, I mean, it's like the police are very lenient with him. Because he's so young, so
Yes, they should.
I don't think anyone in any one of them wanted on their conscience that they have shot like a 16-year-old boy. But what I don't get though is how he can always escape.
No, it seems like a good quality about him, or a skill.
He throws a tantrum and then he escapes? What do you mean?
I have it written on my notes. Are there that incompetent police in Japan?
I don't think
Really?
so. I watched Police
No.
in the Pod. I mean, the main character was super incompetent, but she did her best. And then everyone else covered up her incompetence, so.
I mean, it's a 16-year-old boy. You wouldn't go body tackling him in most instances.
I think you
But
would.
knowing that he has a gun in the backpack, you would
Well,
probably be
I
more
think what you
careful.
do is when he starts acting out, that's probably when he's most desperate, so that's probably when he's gonna do something. So, I mean, you should probably be prepared for him to do something, right? So, yeah. By the way, what did you think of the little brother, the sex guru?
Yeah, it was a weird placement to have him be a player, you could say. But I think he was needed in the escapes and everything. So, and also on the run, they had a very nice time with some bonding in the bathroom, bubble bath. Yeah. Felt it was necessary for the plot.
Yeah, I mean, he was fine. He didn't really have to do that much. He was just needed to give his blessing and kind of lighten up the mood
But
and
wouldn't there be
give necessary advice, I think.
But wouldn't there have been a child services that took care of this problem before?
I
Like
mean,
when the
both of
mother
them
died?
and both of them was were on the run, right? All of them.
Yeah.
And apparently she had managed to lie about her age so she could take care of them. And yeah, I actually I'm very curious what happened in the aftermath with both of them, now that you
Yeah.
mentioned that.
Yeah, because under 16 and probably have been relocated to family or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would guess if I were handling the scripts, maybe put them over to K or Mr. Suga, maybe. And again, he was going after his own daughter to get her from child services or the grandmother, maybe?
I don't think so. Wasn't it? Or, oh yeah, maybe. But I
Yeah,
didn't get the
because
impression that his wife was dead, was she?
I got the impression
Okay, maybe.
that her she was dead and the mother of her had the kid. Because we never see her and he always thinks about her. We even
That
see some
would be super
flashbacks.
weird though. Why would the grandmother have custody though, if he wasn't horribly unsuitable? And I don't
Yeah,
think, I
because
mean,
he's
even if
drinking
he's
and
a
smoking
little
and
drunk, I don't think he's horribly unsuitable at any point.
no. But then again, the grandmother seemed like she was rich.
Yeah, but
Maybe.
that's not a reason that she would get custody over the father.
I don't
Don't
think
you
you know
think?
the world, my friend. That's the way the world
No, but I
works. If you
mean
have
the
money,
father would get
you
first the first pick, right? Even if they were divorced, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
that's would that be how it should work.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, there's lots of things that could have happened before all this, so. Maybe he felt like he couldn't take care of her or something while starting this business that he owns.
Fair enough. I mean, what do you think about the musical numbers that pop up when something dramatic happens? Do you think
I
they're a
mean
little
the
distracting?
music. No, it was okay. I didn't feel like it was your name level or something. It
I
was
didn't think they
maybe
had
a.
enough build to it to, like, yeah. Be
No.
warranted everywhere. I mean, if
Mm.
you're gonna put something with lyrics in, I think it has to be incredible. Or else the lyrics is just distracting from whatever is happening on screen.
Yeah,
And
it does feel like
I don't even know what's happening on screen. There's fish, there's rain, that's water. Kind of reminds me of this bubble film we watched. Hey.
yeah, that's true. It was kind of like that, yeah.
I think someone has like a joint vision of Tokyo drowning.
Yeah, didn't you watch Tokyo drowning thing series that was on Netflix or something.
No, I don't think
Tokyo
so.
Undersea.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about it one time.
Maybe.
Let's see if I can find it. Just go on and we'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, I can't really remember that. I remember Tokyo Magnitude. A whole lot of other nonsense. I remember penguins in Tokyo Zoo or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember Holden Caulfield buying a prostitute. So, I mean, there's some parallels here, definitely. But it doesn't even pan out like that, like The Catcher in the Rye. And it ends up like having a happy ending, which definitely isn't Catcher in the Rye. I mean, the
Yeah,
main character in Catcher in the Rye just ends up being a moron and having a
Japan
little
Sinks, it's
sister.
called.
Oh.
Japan Sinks, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I actually ended up watching that.
No, but I knew that you was telling me you were gonna watch it, but yeah.
But yeah, I was talking about Holden Caulfield.
I haven't read The Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, he's just like very pretentious moron who thinks he's smarter than everyone else and ends up lost in whatever city it is, probably New York, buying a prostitute, getting beat up by a pimp, and all of that. And then deciding, I'm gonna run away, and then just failing at everything, and then, yeah. Just going back to his, going back to everything after all of that. I don't know.
Sounds
There
like
is
typical.
definitely parallels, but I mean, he's, this is a happy ending with a ring and probably a happy ever after, so.
I mean, the ring thing was kinda sweet. Also, the way that it falls down from the sky when he moves out.
Yeah,
When the police gets him.
it's kind of funny though when he realizes that she's been lying about her age.
Yeah, he's the oldest one. Yeah.
I would think that would have been a relief for him, right?
Probably.
I mean, now she's not totally out of his league, right?
I don't, but I don't, I think he's kinda kerfuffled why she was the one lying about the age when it didn't really matter that much when
No, it
talking to
didn't
him.
matter at all. I mean, they did share quite a bit of like intimate moments without even being intimate, right? With the big reveal of, well, wait, I'm liquid. Or maybe I'm a fish, I don't know.
It was kind of funny at that point.
Yeah, and then she's probably just suddenly cured again when he starts praying, right?
Yeah, I mean he gets her from the floating island or something.
But is there some kind
Kinda
of a
big.
balance that needs to be addressed? Because why is the balance apparently that it needs to rain?
I mean, they try to kinda go back to saying that 200 years ago, Tokyo used to be underwater. And
Sure,
that's why it's
but
raining now,
I
because
mean,
when humans came.
yeah, but you're trying to fill up the sea, right? The sea. And,
It's
the sea rising in Tokyo would mean, yeah.
Netherlands would be destroyed, I would think. They have a huge issue there
I
with
think there's like
water
a
level.
physics problem here at work.
I don't think we should be thinking about this movie logically. It's kind of magical, in a way.
Also, like the natural processes that balance things like this usually take a lot longer as well, usually like 100,000 years. So it's kind of
Can't be.
a little fast to have like a readjustment.
Yeah, it's I mean, it says something about you're talking about Miyazaki and how he's going the environmental style before. Maybe this is Shinkai's way of trying to tying that into his works. With water level rising, it could be a huge problem in 10, 15 years in the world, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, probably. So. It's like they made the choice, though. He made the choice that it was more important to have her than saving the planet.
Yeah.
Was that what this was all about?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's a nice way of saying it.
Well, all right then.
but then again, you know, the first time he's saying almost the exact same line, but he wanted the sun, you know, she disappears.
Yeah, I guess. But actually, this doesn't make sense at all. Because in your name, when, well, maybe it does make sense. But it doesn't rain in your name when they meet later.
No.
So, yeah. I don't know. I just felt like this wasn't just cameos, this was DLC. This was your name,
yeah,
DLC.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not gonna be remembered in 20 years in the same breath as your name.
Yeah, because even though I get that your name is... there's a lot of flaws with your name. It really had this kind of very powerful section of them finding each other. The search, the hunt, and the satisfaction at the end. And I didn't feel the same here.
No. It's.
And even the chase was, I don't know, the scooter chase. What do you think? What did you think of that?
I mean, it's all right. It was nothing groundbreaking or animation-breaking stuff.
I was lacking a little spray from the cars, right? Because they're driving in quite a lot of water.
Yeah. And then, hence my earlier comment about the CGI and the animation that didn't hold the same levels as your name, or probably Susume.
Yeah, I did like that he got very tired though running.
Yeah,
that did make sense. So yeah, what did you think happened to all of them who aided and abetted him? Right.
I mean, we see a couple of them, or maybe all of them, at least towards the end.
I think only he got the punishment, actually, which is weird.
I mean, it's not weird. He was the one with the gun.
Yeah, but the others were the adults that let him stay, lied to the police, and all of those things, right?
Yeah. I mean, we see Mr. Suga. He still doesn't have his daughter from custody or...
Yeah, but he's something. In a much better job, I think.
Yeah, much better job, but I think this of him helping Hodoka punching the police guy, I think he hurt his chance to get the custody of the daughter.
I don't know. I think everyone else came out of this looking good, except Honoka, who took all of the blame, apparently.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what about the running gag of... What's her name? Natsumi?
Yeah.
Who could never find a job. Do you think she found a job?
Well, in the car chase, he wants to be a motorcycle cop. So probably that's where she's trying her good luck now.
Yeah.
after the show.
I mean, it's like it's funny that that the pimps are recruiting for clubs, and she doesn't even consider that.
No.
But I guess that's fair enough.
Yeah, it's a dirty industry.
Yeah, I didn't even actually get that if they actually did anything wrong, the pimps.
Probably not
If,
legally wrong.
well, I mean, if she actually agreed to it and they actually didn't know her legal age,
Yeah, then it
then
would
it's a
be.
little strong to have a gun pointed at you for something like that. But yeah, there's
Yeah.
probably more to it than that.
There probably is some Japan understanding of it.
Yeah, Yasuka stuff. So, score wise.
It's a 9.
Oh, Jesus.
8.5, 9. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I was really unsure of this one. Probably 8.5 would be the correct decision. I have to take some off for the main character's lack of evolving or and the CGI things. Yeah. I mean, Radwimps did the soundtrack for this one too. They didn't bring their A game, apparently. But it was fine. Yeah.
I wanted more dramatic music, I think.
Yeah. It was mostly happy sounding things. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't give this more than a 7. Story wasn't good enough. Really wasn't.
No, I mean other parts. I mean the story's an 8 for me, maybe. but other parts kind of drew it up to 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much they could have improved, I feel. So, yeah, only half of the cast I felt like were real people, so.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things to be desired to know what happened with. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad though that they didn't fall for the cliche of like the only hotel that would take us was a love hotel. That would
Yeah.
be super cringe.
Was a lot of hotels they went to at least, so that's a good thing that most of them are respectable and follow the rules.
That's weird though. You can't book a hotel if you look under 18, really?
No, haven't you watched Home Alone?
Yeah, well, like, it's like, do you have a student ID? Well, Jesus.
Yeah. I do think it has something to do with insurance and stuff, burning
Yeah,
down the
yeah, yeah,
place.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like, often when you go abroad now, they want the passport as well, right? And if you're going to America, they want to know all of the places you're staying, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're listening, Homeland Security, I mean, it's stupid, because I could change my plans.
You probably would also,
Yeah,
knowing
right.
you.
Yeah. So yeah, anyways, I mean, the film happens over such a short period of time that I don't think we've actually forgotten that much.
No, probably something, but we've touched upon
More
most
like
of
the
the parts that
meeting,
was.
like I thought she was gonna leave when she was yelling at him about the gun.
It seemed like
I thought it would be a longer time for winning over. But apparently not.
I don't think
And then we have like the Sunshine Girl business, and then there's like all smiles for like 10 minutes. And then you know it's gonna go wrong because it's way too long of the left
Yeah,
of
I
the
mean,
movie.
you know it's gonna be wrong when Natsumi and Kei went to visit the old priest in the temple where they find out about the weather maiden thing. It was kind of predictable how it was gonna.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a good watch. A happy watch, you could say. It's
Yeah, if you have 2 hours to spare and nothing else to do, it's perfectly fine. You will remain probably interested through the entire thing. So
That's
what
one
are
of
you
the best.
watching this season? Just to
What am I
sidetrack a little.
watching this season? Sidetracking. Oh, I'm watching. I think we talked about it in the latest podcast. The cheat skill in another world thing.
Oh.
It's pretty good. I also caught up with Hell's Paradise. So I'm on the latest episode they released. It's really good for now. I read the manga up to chapter 35-ish, and I haven't read it since, so something happened around there that I can't explain. So,
Yeah, I mean, the only
I
thing I've been
also.
watching is Mage's Bride Season 2, I think.
And that's
And that's
good.
so slow moving that you don't even know it's even moving. And that's perfectly fine. It's not one of those shows that needs action. It's probably not gonna be action.
Probably not now. I watched
I don't even know what kind of a show it is anymore.
I watched Dead Mount Death Play. And I had to go online and order the manga because it was quite good, actually. It's
Okay.
an reverse isekai or a reincarnation.
Yeah.
So always nice when it goes the other way. So
How about the show we started watching?
Oshinoko.
Yeah.
I haven't had the time to check that out. I was planning on just letting it build up so I have more of that to watch in one go.
Oh, actually, I watched a really bad show. Smartphone in Another World or something like that. Terrible.
Oh
Don't watch it. Don't watch it.
No, I'm not going to. I mean, the
Horrible.
title just screams out to you.
So yeah, I think that basically wraps up everything. Hope we can keep to a decent schedule.
And probably next episode is gonna be a series. Probably summertime rendering, maybe.
Okay. If you say
Yeah,
so.
let's just establish that now.
Okay, yeah.
I really want to watch it.
We'll will it into existence.
Yeah. Yeah. You can catch us at the podcast, all your podcast apps, the Casual Anime Podcast. You can find us at Spotify also. So check us out there and follow us there. You can send us questions to our Gmail or Twitter, Casual Anime Pod. So I think the links are in our description. So yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. All right. Until next time.
Bye.